Page, we're on page 227. All right, guys, page 227, Reish Hei, Siv Beis. Next few days, we're going to talk about two very important halacha topics, which is the bracha on soups and then the bracha on different juices. Basically, there's a stira in different sugyas. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes tells us that mei kasalka kasalka, mei kul shalki kul shalki. It tells us that basically, when you boil a vegetable, the bracha on the soup afterwards, the broth, it comes from that vegetable, it keeps the same bracha, the bracha is bright priya dhamma. The problem is, so over here it sounds like you make, even though what comes out of the vegetable, you're still going to make bright priya dhamma, it's going to keep its bracha. On the other hand, it tells us, Gemara tells us, that fruits, the juices that come out of them, are only zeya ba'alma, you're going to make shak only yabidvara. By dvash tamarim, Gemara says to make shak only yabidvara because it's zeya ba'alma. So it seems like a stira. What comes out of the vegetables, or the fruits, is it keep its bracha, or does it lose its bracha and it becomes shakol niyabidvar, which turns into a very big machlokas in the Rishonim between the Rashba and the Rush, and how to explain the stira between these two sugyas. And this comes up very important both in the sugya of juices and in the sugya of soups. According to the Rashba, there's really no difference between soups and juices. The klal is, if it's normal to do, if it's a normal way of doing it, whether you cook it up into a soup, or you make it into juice, it's going to keep its bracha, bray priya dhamma, or bray priya eitz, depending on what the fruit is. If it's not normal, it's not the derech to use this in this way, then it's going to be shakol niya bidvaro. And therefore, mea salka kasalka, that was the derech, says the Rashba, and therefore it kept its bracha. Okay, why how dvash by dvash tomorrow? Was that normal that you could iron the Rashba for himself? However, the Rush to understand there's a chiluk between the sugyas. He holds, and even though it seems to be against the Metzias, or Nevin Sal told me, Rosh Shlomo Zalman also was bothered by the fact that the Rush seems to be against our Metzias nowadays, but he says the following. He says, the taste of a vegetable, when it's cooked up into a broth, tastes more like the vegetable than what it does when you squeeze out for the juices. That's what the Rush is. It seems to me that normally orange juice, that tastes very much like an orange. When you cook it up into soup, it might not taste exactly like it. But that's what the Rush says. That's what the Rush writes over there. That what comes out of when you cook up a vegetable, that is more of the taste of the vegetable than when you squeeze it out and make it into a juice. And therefore the Rush holds, push it by soups, that gets the tam of the vegetable itself. And therefore you're going to make bari priya dhamma on a vegetable soup. Masha'en kain on a juice, that's not exactly the taste of the fruit. And therefore the fruit is going to be shakol niyabidvaro. That's how the Rush is metarits these two gemaras. One more thing, and we'll see this is going to play out very important halach lamaisa. It's a shuta rush. In the shalos and chuvas rush, he adds another tonight, which maybe is contradicts what he said before, maybe not, but we're going to see it's going to be a mishnah berurah that's going to become halach lamaisa. He says that you have to have the yirakos also. Okay, the way that's the way at least the mishnah berurah understands the rush, that you have to also taste the vegetable. The vegetable has to be in its whole state, and therefore you also have to have intention to eat the vegetables. Also, at least when you cook the vegetable soup, you have to have intention that there's going to be whole vegetables that are going to be eaten or in the soup, or even if you took out the vegetables out of the soup, but you're going to also eat the vegetables, that's and only then we're going to keep the bracha breita b'riya dhamma. One more tonight, the tour adds, is this all talk about soups, is only when you're making a plain vegetable soup. But if you're going to add meat to the soup, now the meat becomes the ikar, and you're going to make up shakol niyabidvaro because the time of the meat is going to be ikar over the vegetables. That's why by a chicken vegetable soup, you have a vegetable with a chicken soup that has vegetables, and also, according to the Torah, you're going to make shakol niyabidvaro because the ikar time is the soup. We'll add a couple more time after we see the mechaber. Let's see the mechaber inside. Alamayim shebishlu bahem yirakos. If you have water where you cook vegetables in it, which is basically a vegetable soup, mivarich ha-brocha atzma. You make the bracha itself of the vegetable soup. Shemivarich ha-yirakos atzma. Afal pi she'ein bahem elotam ha-yarek. Even though it only has a taste of the yarek, then you're still going to make the bracha on the yirakos. This is a pashat like the Rush. You see over here, the mechaber's passing like the Rush over here, that the soup, as long as it has a taste, it tastes like a vegetable soup, you are going to make bray priya dhamma. The Mishnah Berurah over here explain, and also it's based on Mechaber's other. We're also Machmer for the Rashba. It's not going to be so inclusive. It's not going to matter too much when it comes to the brachos of a vegetable soup, but because most vegetable soups, it is the derech. Says the according to the Rashba, it has to be a vegetable that is normal also to make into a soup, or else you're not going to make the bracha. So as long as it's a normal way of using this vegetable as a soup, and as time of the yorkos, then you're going to make berei pri adama on the vegetable soup. Then the Mechaber adds in the tanai from the tour, v'hani mili kishabishlam below basar. That's only if you cook it up without meat. Avon bishlam im basar, but if you cook it also with meat, mevarich alav shahakol, then the soup is going to get a shakol nia bidvar. Okay, that is the stam halacha. Adds Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, two important tanaim over here. Number one is brought down also in Moreno Rabbeinu, in Dirasul B'mayim Ba'alma, that it has to give a chush of tam into the soup. The vegetables have to give a strong taste into the soup. But if there's only a couple of vegetables in the soup, and most of the taste comes from some type of soup powder, which is chemicals and other things like that, it's just additives and spices and things like that, that's not ikar coming from the vegetable soup, and therefore it's only going to be a shakol nia bidvaro in that case. It's got to give an ikar tam. And number two is similar to that shudar rush that we saw. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkan Yud. That's based on the shudar rush. Look in Sifkan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah. V'davkin kishashalkin kadei lachol gamet yirakos. It's only when you cook it up to eat also the vegetables. You also have to want the vegetables. D'ilu bishla b'yirakos. O'sharin l'tzarech meimeyan l'vali shtototan. You just cooked it up just for the broth. You don't want the vegetables at all. Ein mevarich aleim ela shahakol. Then it's only going to be a shakol nia bidvara. Okay, that is halach lemaisa. We go after the base person who's making the soup. So long as he's putting a chashim amount of vegetables. Even if when you take your bowl of soup, you don't take vegetables in it, you would still say berei pri adama because it has the ikar vegetable taste. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it's also Rav Yashu, say the following. This is only if the vegetables are still intact. But if you puree the vegetables until it's not nicker at all, you don't see the vegetables at all, then it's only going to be shakol nia bidvara. Okay, so those two tonight, it's got to give a chash of time. And you have to see the vegetable. It has to be somewhat nicker that the vegetables are there. But if it's completely pureed, and to the point where it's not nicker the vegetables, then it's going to be shakol nia bidvar. So lemaisa, let's bring this down to different soups. On a regular vegetable soup, has a lot of vegetables, it's going to be berei pri adama. You see the vegetables, people usually have the kavanah to eat the vegetables also. That will be a berei pri adama. Same thing with other types of vegetable soups that give a strong tam to it, like a potato soup and an onion soup. If the onions, the taste is coming from the onions itself, not just from an onion powder, but there's a chash of tam coming from the onions itself, and you see the onions, those are going to be berei pri adama. What about mushroom soup? What did you say on mushroom soup? Trick question. It's shakol nia bidvaro, because mushrooms are itself shakol. Okay, so even if the mushrooms would give a chash of tam into the soup, mushrooms themselves, without getting into the details now, are shakol nia bidvaro. It's back in Siman Reish Beis. And therefore, it's going to be shakol nia bidvaro, even if you see the mushrooms and it gives a chash of tam. That's by different soups that is going to be berei pri adama. But the soups that are going to be mursak, it's going to be completely pureed. A lot of times, a tomato soup. A tomato soup sometimes get you complete puree the tomatoes, even though the tomatoes are giving you a strong taste, but you don't see any tomatoes left. So there's no chunks of tomatoes, and it's just puree tomato soup, then it's going to be shakol nia bidvaro. By split pea soup, so then it matters. Is it a thick split pea soup where you still see the peas a little bit? Then it could be berei pri adama. If it's a split pea soup that's completely more liquefied and you completely puree the peas and you don't see them, even though it's got a green texture, it could be then it would be only shakol nia bidvaro. But once again, my chicken vegetable soup, it's going to be shakol if the chicken is there. If you put actually pieces of chicken there and it's not just chicken soup flavoring, then it's going to be shakol nia bidvaro. So a lot of times you have to know the metzias of what this chicken soup is. You have to ask the person who made it. If it was based on a chicken, a lot of chickens that were boiled up, or it was just chicken soup powder. I believe on the skin of the meat, if like my mother used to make a thick split pea soup, and she used to add in a couple, either put in a couple pieces of hot dogs or chont meat into it also to add a little flavor over there. I think over there it'd still be berei pri adama in this case, because over here that definitely was not the ikar flavor, it was just added. By chicken soup, that's definitely the ikar flavor, that's what the Torah is talking about. But if it's just there, has a couple pieces on the side, l'chora, then it would still be a berei pri adama. The trick goes, what happens though when you add croutons into your soup? Once you add croutons into your soup, so now you're adding something that's, we'll see later on in Siman Reish Ches, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mishivas Aminim Mevachan Al Brei Pri Bari Minei Mezonos. So if you have croutons in there, then it gets complicated. So I think it's like this. This will be the three different chilukim in croutons, and the same thing in noodles, chicken noodle soup and things like that. If there's a chush of amount, you put a lot, you like the guy who puts in a lot of croutons, you have the right to go ahead and just say Borei Minei Mezonos on it, and you eat a kazayis p'doch t'yachiyos pras of it, which will be a little bit hard. You make alamichya on the soup if there's a lot of croutons or a lot of noodles in this soup. If you cook it up and there's like a couple of croutons fell in and you don't really care about them, then the bracha of the soup will stay the same. The problem is when you add in what regular people do, some croutons in there to add to the flavor. So over here, there are a lot of sveikos involved over here. So it could be that a liquid and solid, you don't say kervatafel. And there's other sveikos involved in this also. I believe mikra din, it should be borei minei mezonos since the chora it is called sheyeshbo. However, to get out of the suffix, I think the best thing to do is, which is a little easier by croutons than by chicken noodle soup, is make the bracha on the crouton separate before you put it in. Make a bracha on shahakol on something else before you add the croutons. And then you made your mezonos and shahakol, and then add your croutons in, and you've covered in both settings. I don't like to give this eitzah normally when you're trying to make too many brachas, but over here I think enough sveikos are involved in terms of what to do over here when you're adding croutons to the soup. The same thing, I don't know, when you're having a knedelach and stuff like that, it's sort of like nicker b'fnei atzmo over here, so it's a good idea over there. You definitely have to make mezonos if it's giving flavor to the soup. To add, but in terms of the shahakol, you should try and get a separate thing to make shahakol to cover the soup in case of any suffix. If you don't have anything else, I believe if the knelach, you like the knelach, the kreplach are giving a chush of tam into the soup also. It's also giving the tam into the soup also, and you're eating it all together, then you could go ahead and go just make borei minei mezonos on it. Some people would make two brachas on the soup itself. As we'll see later on, it seems to be the ikar shita of the Mishnah Berurah is, even if things are nikar b'fnei atzmo, you make one bracha on the whole thing. So unless you can make the brachas before adding together, you should go ahead and make one bracha on the entity in itself. Adkan for today.